Hey, people. So this episode 145 is the episode I promised you a few weeks ago where it was going to be a retro random-ass podcast episode of just me and Bender. I may even lead into the episode instead of our bomb music to do the random-ass podcast music. I think I'm going to do that. I just talked myself into doing that. That said, we get into a lot of stuff on here. We go all over the place like me and Bender are prone to do. Which, it was a very fun episode. Very therapeutic. It's the reason we do That Year in Comics. We even talk about That Year in Comics in this. I owe you a That Year in Comics. I'm going to give you two here in the next month. It's going to be great. I promise you, you're going to hear about it. But we talk about a lot of things, and some of the things we talk about here, we don't mention the Beer Sauce Shop, but always go see our friends at the Beer Sauce Shop. Andrew and Rick, who are working on their second location, which will mean instead of 500 to 1,000 individual beer SKUs, it'll be 1,000 to 2,000 individual beer SKUs. It'll be 50 to 100 different whiskeys and bourbons and gins and things and vodkas and things like that. And millions, I said millions of sauces and rubs. Maybe not millions, but you get the point. It's the place for guys and for women to go that enjoy food and spirits and brews. Just do it. 318 Midrivers Mall Drive is the first location. Second location pending. Outside of that, we also mentioned Shamrocks. It's been a while since we've been at Shamrocks. Cards fully on the table. I'm a little tipsy. But Shamrocks, still a great place. Veterans Memorial Parkway, Cape Springs Road. Kyle, great guy, owner, worth being around. Go visit them. Have the best food, best craft beer you can in all of St. Charles. Maybe I'm overstepping by saying that because we got a lot of other places that we talk to and like, but maybe the best place in all of St. Charles, so go check it out. Okay, that's it. This episode's just me and Bender. You're not going to hear a bomb because you're going to hear the Dean of Rap talk about the Random Ass Podcast. Coming in, retro episode. Retro, yeah, I'm done rambling. Bye.
Welcome everybody to the Random Ass Podcast. Where Bo and Bender lay it down and put it all on blast. They speak about movies, beer, and all the things nerdy. Sometimes they even speak about things that are dirty. So pull up a seat and sit on your ass, cause it's time for another Rap Cast.
Was it you? You said, was it you that was telling me about some? Oh, no, I don't know. I don't know what we were talking about. I think I should check into this beer. I'm going to finish this beer and then check into this one. But you just asked, you said I'm going to save it till we're recording. John, when we're at the bar, the mics are hot.
Oh, I know.
We're recording.
I'm just waiting for the word back. That's all. Oh, look at that chug. That was pretty.
Well, we've cold opened like
last couple episodes.
Like two episodes in a row. So, I mean, we might as well. I think that formula is getting amended. Yeah. I mean, we're honing in on our 200th episode. I mean, we're allowed to change something by 200.
Oh, that's crazy. We've been doing this for
3 years?
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah.
No, more than 3 years.
Started as a fledgling podcast and is now sort of
going
some light.
We're going places.
We got two sponsors.
It's an uphill climb. Yeah. It's an uphill climb.
It's mostly therapy.
Yeah, that is exactly right. And that, you know what? That, in a sense, is why we will always do it.
Yeah.
So,
right. I love it.
Let me check into this Imperial Pale Lager. Schlafly.
Yeah.
I mean, Indian Pale Lager.
Yeah. It's pretty good. It's solid. I think the log, but yeah, I had it too. I didn't realize that. I must have had it at the tasting room last year when we were down there because I haven't seen it bottled before. But
you know what? What did I check in at it? My last check in of it was 3.5. Huh. I really enjoyed it. Let me taste it.
I bet it was a draft. I bet you it was.
I was probably drunk.
Yeah, well, there's that too.
Everything's better when you're drunk.
I'm gonna lower that down to 275.
That's accurate. I don't. This 420 from Sweetwater is okay. I was expecting. I mean, it smells like weed, but I was expecting more of a hoppy punch to it. It's kind of sweet.
This is episode 145 on your dial.
Good for us.
Yeah. I can't wait till 200 where we do another soundbite episode.
Oh, yeah. Those are always a good time.
But we still got the anniversary, you know, our third year anniversary. That'll be fun, too.
That's got to be coming up, what, in
October? Yeah, at the end of October. Yeah, so we're close. We got to do something fun for that.
Yeah, we should go somewhere. We need to, now that the baby's here and, once winter starts and, volleyball and all that stuff. We need to get back up to Shamrocks. We need to
talk about all that stuff.
Beer school, beer sauce shop.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, we got.
Did you see that?
Nope.
That I tweeted, and I think I added us to it. I did. Yeah, the they had an interview on STL Today. Was talking about the second shift guy, Steve Kreider or Kreider. Or
whatever. Oh, Steve Kreider. Yeah,
yeah.
He's a good dude.
And
dude, he's been on our episode.
Yeah, and that's what I said. I tweeted. In the article, he talks about it was about raising the minimum wage and how he supports it. But
he's breaking even.
Yeah,
and he supports it.
Oh yeah, yeah. And like he even says in the article, he talks about how we didn't hire anybody until we could afford to pay them what I wanted, what they deserved.
Oh, that's good. That's awesome.
Yeah, he's awesome, dude. And it says in the article though, the writer says called him a mad scientist.
He is a mad scientist.
That's what I said. I go, I had the opportunity to interview him on the PC Bombcast, and mad scientist is accurate
to this day. Maybe my favorite guest.
I
love Kyle
guy.
And Andrew and Rick, but maybe
he
my favorite.
So
guest.
Interesting and like crazy.
Down to earth and honest. Maybe the most brutally honest person we've had. So
I don't want to be on his bad side. That's for sure.
Alex Bomber Jacket's a pretty honest guy.
Yeah,
because he's out there doing his own thing.
Yeah,
so, So
he's just such a hip kid. Makes me feel
he's
old.
Way
when
hipper
I stand
than we are.
So.
Yeah, and you're a little bit of a hip guy yourself sometimes.
Sometimes,
but he makes you.
Yeah,
seem
he makes
like
me
a
look
either.
Like a straight up square.
So are we ready?
Yeah.
Hey, we are back. And
we've been back.
Yeah, we've been back, and I don't know how much of that you're going to listen to, but I can tell you this: you've only heard one other voice because this is the retro episode I promised you weeks ago.
Back to the beginning.
Bender and Jeremy, and you're on the Random Ass Podcast is what you're on right now.
time warp sound.
We've now been on long enough that we have a previous name.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It is awesome.
We should change it every year for fun.
Every couple years at least.
Yeah, just, we'll never, get great subscribers because we keep changing the name.
That was a headache for me. What? And I know why my wife's not here, and that's not something we'll get into right now. But why wasn't Tom, what did he say?
Tom does several fantasy drafts, and one of them is from his old college buddies.
And we're not talking about football. Tom literally does fantasy drafts. He's in there talking about different things he wants to do with women. And, I mean, whatever fantasy encapsulates.
Yeah,
there's
a lot
Tom's
of unicorn
doing.
And like centaur talk.
He's
super
a
weird.
Strange dude. Strange dude.
You wouldn't think so, but he does one. I think it's in Kentucky. And he drives down there, hangs out with these guys from college for a weekend, and he just got back today.
Yeah, his bros.
Yeah.
His frat.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah, because he's so uppity.
Yeah.
I think
he was in a frat at Mizzou, too.
When Tom lets his hair go, like his beard and his hair go, does he not look like a Deadliest Catch boat captain?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, he should
except be... Except he's wearing Vineyard Vines.
Yeah, except he's the most non-imposing man on the planet. He's not out there actually risking life and limb.
Sir, those spearies are not, they're not,
yeah, it's not
deck,
real.
Deck appropriate.
Look, they say they're a boating shoe, but that's not true.
Yeah, no.
You need a fucking man boot, dude. Yeah, with a steel toe on it. Quit being a vagina. So, that said, it's me and Bender. We got a little bit of stuff to talk about, but I got a feeling that this may be one of the episodes where we just go crazy and talking about stuff.
Yeah, it's a lot of random things.
I'll tell you I could tell you what. I do not even. Oh no,
you can't read your own handwriting right now.
Yeah, I can't. Well, I did wrote it on the phone.
Yeah.
Most of the stuff that I brought was from the Throw It to Missy segment, but I do know that maybe this is painful to say, but maybe the biggest thing of the weekend, at least, maybe not the week, but the weekend in pop culture in the world that we live in on the interwebs would be the two YouTube sensations, four total, squaring off in the world, the Sweetest Science, the oldest combative profession, the pugilistic
The manliest
endeavors,
man thing.
Boxing.
Yeah.
And we are, of course, talking about Jake and Logan Paul squaring off against, I think it's
KSI?
Digi?
Yeah.
And KSI.
Okay.
And this spurned. You watched it. I only watched highlights.
It.
I only watched highlights and updates.
I only watched Logan Paul and KSI. I didn't watch the brothers fight.
The brother and Digi, who's not a brother.
That's not his brother?
No, I don't think
it's KSI. Jeremiah said it was his brother.
Oh, maybe he knows. I don't know. We're over our head.
Yeah, I'm not 12.
So. Literally 60% of the things we talk about is over our head.
Yeah.
So why would this be any different?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I do know this, though. KSI, who's Europe's most popular YouTuber, at least he claims he is.
Yeah.
I don't know the numbers to back it up. He fancies himself a boxer, and he's already had one boxing match where he beat up somebody that had no business being in the ring with
him. He fancies himself a boxer?
Yeah.
I did not know that watching
that's
going
his,
into this right
so
now.
So you know how people do CrossFit, people do stuff like that, jiu-jitsu. He does boxing. That's his way of staying in shape.
Yeah, that, I mean, if you punch a punching bag, because he was not a good boxer.
So he's had his one boxing match before, and I got to tell you, it did good pay-per-view numbers.
Did it really?
Yeah.
I just don't understand it. So my son came to me on Friday night and was, he goes, hey, I want to watch this Logan Paul KSI fight. It's $10. I didn't even know he liked Logan Paul. No idea. I don't know. Maybe I'm a bad father.
I thought my oldest daughter, and by proxy, my youngest daughter, were the only Logan Paul fans we knew.
Maybe I'm a bad dad.
You
I don't know.
So just throw back to another episode when we talked about Logan Paul and the Japanese thing.
Yeah.
You didn't even bring Jeremiah up.
No, I honestly had no idea he was into it. I thought he watched those gamer guys
he's a
that
kid.
Watch. Well, yeah, but he most of the time when he's watching that YouTube stuff, it's usually the Fortnite guys or a couple of these.
Ninja dude or whatever. I found out in the last year especially that all kids that are on the internet all like the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you would think, how is there enough time in the day to watch all this stuff?
No, I was actually, so once he told me this, I was talking to his other buddy, and I was like, well, what do you watch? Because we were riding back from practice, and or the game, and I go, what do you watch? He goes, I usually watch Bait Bike. I go, what's Bait Bike?
I don't know what that is.
It sounds pretty funny, but really stupid. So what they do is they put a bike next to a train.
Oh, no, that's hilarious.
And then they just...
They put the chain on it,
sometimes
the electric.
Dude. When the guy goes to ride off on it, he gets pulled off because it's tied to a
train. He shoots over it. Oh, dude. And there's been fights. That's well worth watching.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know
that's a thing. I thought that was just like a one-time
thing. No, apparently it's like a whole channel.
Oh,
I don't know.
It's amazing.
But
like, the dudes that do it, one guy's like not to be fucked with.
No shit.
I mean, and...
Seems like a real dick move.
He's squared off. Yeah, but you're a real dick dude for stealing it.
Yeah, stealing
it,
a bike.
Is it entrapment?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
A little bit. I guess it's like it's not as bad as like getting arrested for it.
Yeah.
You know?
So anyway.
He came to me and wanted to watch this Logan Paul fight. And
You made a deal with him.
Yeah, I made a deal. I told him if he had $10, he could get it. So then he brings me his $10. Two of it was in change. So I was like, okay, clearly he really wants it. You can keep your $10. You can get it if you score
that
a goal.
That was 6-8. Don't forget that qualification.
He had a tournament this weekend. I go, if you score a goal.
Soccer
tournament. You score a goal, you can watch the fight. He goes, what if I get an assist? I go, you can watch half the fight.
But he went out.
He went out and scored 3 goals.
So good for him.
Yeah.
In 5 minutes.
Yeah. That was today. Yesterday he scored 3 goals throughout the whole game.
Okay, yeah. So he did great. So
he
went above and beyond.
He had 7 goals over the weekend. Yeah.
Good
and
for him.
His team, Norco 506, took the championship.
Good for those. Hey, congratulations, Nora. I wish I had the – hey, by the way, our soundboard is gone.
Oh, what happened?
That tablet.
Shot craps?
No, that tablet now belongs to Missy for Hoopla.
That's a good app. It's a good app.
A tangent, which we're prone to do, we're looking at getting a new computer, and I'm looking at getting a new soundboard spread.
Oh, nice.
Because,
getting legit in here.
Well, this computer's great, but it's getting close to being full, and I know I could get an external hard drive and all you geeks.
Buy that?
2 years. Don, we've been doing it that long. 2 years, John.
Wow.
And it's big.
Yeah.
So it doesn't travel well.
Yeah, that's true.
So
you're so big.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting a more compact computer and more compact equipment. That's
awesome.
The next upgrade is to shrink our equipment down.
Cool.
So we'll get a new soundboard at some point. But had I had the soundboard, you would have heard applause there for the Norco team. Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. It was good.
But anyway,
good so
tournament. He wanted
Anyways, it. Back to the Logan Paul fight. Yeah, so he wanted it. So I was like, all right, he orders it, which I guess they couldn't score a deal with it. Apple or something, because you could not order it on an iPhone.
We
weren't sure if we're going to be home.
It was YouTube.
I don't know if maybe
and Twitch. Now you don't know what Twitch is, which is amazing to me.
I have no idea what it is.
So Twitch is the number one spot for all that Twitch outside of YouTube. Twitch is the other way to make money being a video game guy. What you do on Twitch is Twitch will
record your
video gameplay.
Okay. Okay.
And you could. It even
I've
has.
Seen the app.
It even
on
has
the
ports
Xbox.
Where you could film yourself while you're playing. But yeah Twitch. So anytime you do live recording, you broadcast through Twitch.
Okay.
So Twitch is the number one outlet across all platforms. It'll go across all platforms.
Okay.
So if I'm a PS4 guy, I can't watch someone's Xbox highlights. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless they're on Twitch.
Okay.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah. And so this was back to what you and I said earlier. This broke the record for the most watched stream on Twitch.
Yeah, which is
sad,
I guess.
2.6 million.
All right.
At one shot. That's the most. Now, there's been a lot of things that garnered millions and millions of retro views, but this was a live 2.6 million. I don't know what the YouTube numbers were.
I don't know either.
And that's where he come from. That's where both of these guys come from.
Yeah, yeah. Which, and the other crazy thing is it sold out Manchester Arena.
Yeah, which is a big arena, which it's UFC huge. Sells out.
Yeah, and like it, looking in the audience, because I did go up and I watched the Logan Paul and KSI fight. And looking at the audience in the background, like it's weird. There's like 13-year-old kids in there. It's just something you would never really see.
So this was a $10 million fight.
Yeah,
that's what that's what they claimed. By the way, KSI has a belt, his YouTube championship belt that he made for himself.
Well, good for him.
It was announced on Twitter that it was stolen right before the fight.
No shit.
I don't know if it was found, but someone stole that motherfucker.
That's funny.
So I will say this, Logan Paul, who's annoying, we know from his you know, I really do feel maybe the kid knows he messed up on the Japanese, suicide force. What I will say though, is he had all the reason to be the bad guy going into this because he's Logan Paul.
Yeah.
KSI showed up to the weigh-ins and all the stuff wearing Japanese masks and stuff.
Oh yeah. He had like a weird, like crazy face mask.
Just
going
a true
on.
Dickhead.
Yeah.
True dickhead.
I guess he was playing like the crazy guy.
He became the bad guy. And to the point where his own crowd started cheering for Logan Paul during the fight. Yeah.
It was weird. There was a lot of KSI chants when I was watching the fight.
So Jake Paul knocked out Deji or
Did
whatever.
Did he actually knock him out?
He knocked him out
in
the fifth round.
Okay.
And then there was a cheap shot thrown by KSI after the bell.
Like round two.
Jake jumped in the ring. Yeah. Apparently Jake is the hothead of the two.
Yeah, he jumped in, but he knew he was getting grabbed.
Now, I will say this. When this whole thing started, Logan Paul, to his credit, Logan, for those that don't know, both Logan and Jake Paul are former All-State wrestlers. Yeah. They look impressive.
No, they're super. I would say both guys were fit, but Logan Paul looked.
And he's much bigger.
Much bigger than KSI.
And they weighed in similar weights.
Yeah,
but he was bigger.
Said their reach wasn't that much different either.
But he's a bigger guy.
His reach, KSI had trouble getting inside the whole time.
Yeah, and Jake, so the beginning of the fight, Jake was hammering him with jabs.
Yeah, Jake Paul or
Logan? Sorry, Logan.
Logan
was hammering him with jabs.
Hitting him, but
and KSI was doing a lot of swinging and missing.
Yeah, in the beginning, it was a lot of swinging and missing.
But
and
KSI has more boxing training.
Yeah.
And he had a better gas tank.
But, yeah, Logan Paul gassed out in the fourth round, and KSI just basically started swinging for the fences, and every third one
But he
hit.
Wasn't hurting him at all. He was just scoring.
One, like, I don't know if you've ever seen that Simpsons episode where Homer becomes a bum fighter.
Yeah, because he can't take pain. Or
yeah,
he doesn't feel pain.
Hurt, yeah, and he... But when he goes to punch, like, he punches the guy and the butterfly
flies away. Broderick Taylor.
Yeah. But when he punches the guy, like, he catches a moth in between the guy's face and his fist, and then the moth flies away because his punch is so weak.
Sucks so bad.
That's what these two idiots look like.
Yeah.
It was pathetic, and I feel sad that I watched it.
Well, I will say this, though. To Logan Paul's credit, both he and his brother, when this thing popped off, they both said, we'll fight. Let's do MMA.
Yeah.
And KSI was like, he's too big.
That is true. I mean, he was
and he's
bigger.
Not only is he too big, he's an all-state wrestler.
Yeah. Well, you're going to try to weigh it in your favor anyway.
Yeah. But he said, I've done that. But to Logan Paul's also his credit, he said, okay, I'll do the boxing.
Yeah.
And I actually read today, boxing purist who, to get some clicks, watched the fight and covered it and put out articles. They said, if I were truly a boxing judge, Logan Paul won the fight 4-2.
Oh, I thought Logan Paul won 4-2. It's just at the end he was so gassed that KSI.
Yeah, and they did say though, but since this wasn't a pure boxing sport, this was a YouTube sport. They made it a draw because they're wanting a rematch.
Oh yeah, they immediately announced the rematch, and I don't know, like you said, they had like $10 million or whatever off of this.
So here's a short story from what I saw of it and watched the highlights today. If Logan Paul gets on a bicycle and just rides miles and miles a day, he's going to murder him.
Yeah.
He's bigger. He's actually a better athlete. If you watched it, that first round especially, he did land punches. He's a better athlete.
He landed punches. Yeah, he was – he looked like a solid fighter at first, but the way I would describe it is if you and I, with 1 month's training, got in and just fist fought each other. That's what
we
it
should
looked
do it.
Like.
Put it on the YouTube.
Like, it just...
I'll cut weight. You're going to have to put on some weight.
Yeah. I mean, it's just... That's what it looked like. It was just like two guys who barely...
You're
going to
be at a
doing.
Tremendous reach and disadvantage.
Yeah. And that's kind of how I felt KSI was. Yeah. I was like, oh, they're almost the same size. I'm like, his arms are not as long as Logan Paul's.
So, the short story is, though, we just spent 10 minutes talking about fucking
Logan
Paul.
My favorite part of the whole thing was, I don't know who the announcers were.
Michael Buffer was there. I know that.
Yeah, the guy, the Let's Get Ready to Rumble guy. Yeah, yeah. I was like, man, they really paid that guy some money.
He gets $1 million minimum to do
it. He looks like he wanted to like hang himself while he was doing it. But anyways, the British announcer didn't know his left from right, which is fucking hilarious. He kept like, oh, that was a big left. And the guy next to him would be like, that was a right.
That's hilarious.
It was killing me.
That's hilarious.
I was like, what am I announcing this thing? Because I do that shit all the time, but I'm not a professional.
And nor do you claim to be. Yeah. You know what you are? Professional podcaster. We get paid in beer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's something.
So, yeah, so that happened.
Either way, it happened. I watched it. I'm ashamed of it.
So let's segue from the world of YouTube and segue into the world of... what was it we were talking about? Movies. Let's segue to a topic. Flash back to a topic from a few weeks back.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Yeah. It's on indefinite hiatus right now.
Do you think it will be made? And do you think that this has to do with the unity of the cast?
I think it will be made. There's too much money. I think it does have to do with the unity of the cast.
And the fact that they all support James Gunn.
Yeah, and David Bautista basically said if they don't use his script, that he recast me, kill me, whatever.
He said, I'm willing to not take pay. Yeah, he can go back to the WWE any day.
Yeah, he's fine.
He was in Blade Runner, which he was good in that.
I just watched Blade Runner 2049.
I enjoyed the fuck out of it.
I like it better than the first one.
Well, I'm okay with you saying that. Yeah. I like the first one better because, one, I'm a purist.
It was original.
And two, Ridley Scott, I thought it was just a movie-making masterpiece. Yeah. But two was more entertaining across the board.
Over the board. And
but
it was good.
He was great in it.
Yeah. Ryan Gosling or Dave Bautista?
Both of them.
Yeah, they were both great. I mean,
Harrison Ford was great in it.
Oh, yeah,
that's
it was awesome.
A curmudgeon.
Everything about it was great. Yeah. I really enjoyed it. I had zero expectations going in.
Jared Leto, the guy's a movie star.
He's so weird.
But regardless of what you say, though, he's a movie star.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he may be a more well-adjusted movie star than, say, Johnny Depp.
Yeah, But anyways, back to Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. Bautista basically said, if you don't use his script, you want him to direct, fine. I'll do my job like I signed on for, but if you don't use the script, I'm out. Write me out.
Yeah, because the script's probably amazing, like the first two were.
Yeah, and everybody keeps wanting the guy who did Thor Ragnarok.
Taika Waititi?
Yeah, thank you. I fuck that up every time.
Well, he's got a different language.
And I agree, but I feel like that puts him in a weird spot because him and James Gunn were kind of
Like that James Gunn probably would say, hey, go do it.
Yeah.
Because, for instance, we talked about on this Chris Hardwick at length. For the one episode where Turner filled in, Chris Hardwick also an amendment to that episode. We said Chris Hardwick may be the first guy to come through this Me Too movement clean.
Yeah.
Scott Baio, although he still sucks, he also come through this clean because
he got out of it. Yeah.
Turns out the girl's crazy. But
turns out that nobody cares about Scott Baio, though.
But when we were talking about Hardwick of how, oh, God, what's her name from Community was going to take over on Talking Dead.
The
Nicole Yvette Brown.
Yeah, she's always on that show.
Yeah, so she was going to take over for him. Apparently, she had his permission.
Yeah.
Because they're buddies. Yeah. I feel like that Tycho and they would have it. But that said, Tycho would be an amazing replacement.
Oh, I think he'd do fine, but...
Thor Ragnarok is...
It's Guardians and Thor Ragnarok are my... I've only bought three Marvel movies.
It's Winter Soldier for me.
But I feel like they're different movies. You can't.
Well, no, I get it. But and then it's Thor and Guardians 1.
Yeah.
And you can. I don't even. It depends on my day which one I put in front of the other.
Yeah, and I agree. Like if you're going all of them, I would throw Black Panther into that group too.
That was 4 for me.
Yeah. And same thing. Like it just depends. Like Winter Soldier was really.
What's the three you own? No, you were about to say it.
I own Guardians 1, 2, and Thor Ragnarok because I think that, and I would own Ant-Man also. I love. Adding the comedy to it.
So I own Avengers, first one.
I do own that on DVD.
Iron Man, the first one, because I used to have my store when that was still out.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. It's been 10 years.
I just bought my third one.
What's that?
Infinity War.
Did you? I've been bouncing back and forth.
Missy loved it.
Yeah, see, Rachel hasn't watched Black Panther yet.
I was more upset watching it now than I was in the theater.
Really?
In the theater, I was just in awe.
I'm like itching to watch it.
So here it is. Take my Blu-ray home.
Well, I want to. Black Panther comes out on Netflix. I haven't bought it, and it's so long. I don't know if I want to.
And I enjoyed Black Panther. I'm gonna be a little unpopular here. I think some of the hype for Black Panther and some of the love come from people that want a movie with all the extra.
They wanted the movie to be. I think that before, but I think Black Panther did deliver what it was supposed to.
There's two things I hate about it. Yeah. Not hate. There's two things I have a problem with. One, I thought it was a letdown final fight between him.
I agree.
And two,
and too much CGI.
Yeah, but here's the other problem I have story-wise. So the other tribe, the big mountain guys.
Ghost gorilla
that don't have the herb,
yeah,
can still literally pick up men and throw them like they're nothing.
Yeah.
He should have murdered T'Challa. He should have murdered. He should have been able to just crush his head.
Oh yeah,
So like, are they all superhuman? You messed it up, but that's not their fault.
No, but it was good.
That said,
only complaint was the CGI.
To say in 10 years it's my fourth favorite Marvel movie, you're doing okay. You're still a great movie.
It felt like.
Oh, by the way, side note. Yeah. This came up today between me and Jay at my daughter's softball practice. Okay. Jay being Nerdcast, who we'll get into him a little later, and he's been on our episode.
Yeah,
we were just sitting there spitballing about things going forward. There's a rumor on the interwebs that Tony will, for the fourth episode of Avengers, become the Sorcerer Supreme, at least for the movie. Here's my thought on that. One, I do like Robert Downey Jr. and I like Tony Stark, but he does not need to be the focal point for me.
No,
why not make it Spider-Man? Yeah. Why not make it Cap?
They need to, because they're going to be passing the torch.
Well, okay. My next point was if they pass, because we're like, well, yeah, and he's not even going to be in a movie. And I said, you know, and you could do, Jay said, I would almost like him just to treat it like James Bond and not even reference that they switch. And I said, on the upside, though, because it's a comic book-based catalog, you have stories of other people doing it. Mm. And I said, you could even, if you wanted to do Riri as Iron Man, and then I had an epiphany.
Yeah.
And I said, wait, don't do Riri. Do Suri from Wakanda.
Yeah.
Could fill in for Iron Man and fill that role of a black girl being Iron Man, like in the comics. Yeah. And that would be impressive.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
It would be amazing.
And like, she's already like super as smart as he is, or whatever. Or,
she
like,
has his brains and the advantage of having Wakanda technology.
Yeah. Oh man, she'd be on.
Wouldn't that not be cool? Yeah, so she could take over, and she's very good on screen.
Yeah,
very good on camera.
She's very likable.
Yeah, and she has the witty quips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's smart.
And you have the one thing I will not take away from Wakanda and Black Panther is you have the most entertaining setting of all the films.
Guardians.
No, well, more than Guardians and more than Thor's, which, why did I just blank? Asgard. More than Asgard. You have the most picturesque and fun setting in Wakanda.
It looks like, and you can really, it doesn't have to be CGI. It's reality-based to a degree.
Let me ask you another question to dial it back to what we started on. Do you think that this indefinite hiatus increases James Gunn's chances of coming back?
I mean, and I say that because
I think that's a hard no.
I think it's a hard no because Disney had a re-talk with them, you know, and they still said we're not bringing you back. And I think at this point, it's the head of Disney is just dug his heels in the sand. And
which
like,
is
I'm not
what's his name?
I forget his name.
Yeah,
I think he's right or wrong. He's going to be wrong here. I think. Overall, but he's still going to make $1 billion out the movie.
So you also brought this up, too. And I feel like we should bring it up. James Gunn's got a horror movie that he's in the works.
Yeah.
So James Gunn, here's what James Gunn's losing.
Yeah.
He's losing a $1 billion franchise, which sucks.
It does. And he's supposed to be the anything that was going into space in the Marvel.
Yeah,
he
was
going to
be this cosmic
guy, and they kind of lost it, which
so
sucks.
He might be up as losing as much as $2 billion, kind of like Joss Whedon when he bailed.
Yeah.
Here's what he's gaining.
Yeah.
He's going to go back to making James Gunn movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, by the way, making a good living.
Oh, he'll be fine.
He's going to have lower pay, but he's going to have exponentially lower stress.
But he's also going to have his say in whatever he wants to do with the movie.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. Lower stress because he's going to be back in charge.
So the movie that's supposed to be coming out November 30th, and I guess the plan was to announce it at Comic-Con, but then that right-wing idiot got Disney to balk and pull him.
Oh,
so Comic-Con pulled him. I forget that guy.
I think we should bring this up, by the way, and I hate to transition off because I do want you to come back.
Yeah.
Speaking of conventions, did you see Madden today?
Oh, yeah. That's awful.
Wow.
I didn't get to read into it. I don't know if it was like anger so the or was it just random.
No, they don't know yet as of what I read, but the Twitch... So it was streaming on Twitch.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if I want to see that.
No, no. Luckily, the people at Twitch were smart enough that when the shots went out, they cut the feet.
Yeah.
So you saw nothing. But one of the pro Madden players got his thumb shot, which I'm not trying to make light of the situation.
Yeah. But I mean, it's his livelihood.
But you career ended him.
Yeah.
Just now.
That's awful.
Yeah. I mean, but yeah. And he even tweeted, he goes, "My thumb got hit. It could have been worse. I've both had the worst day and the luckiest day of my life today."
Which is awful.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to be stuck with survivor's guilt or whatever and all that.
Well, but we don't know how many people or what the reason was yet.
No, that's awful.
Yeah, but crazy. And that it was being streamed when it happened.
Was that like the third mass shooting in Florida in the last 2 years?
Boy.
Florida.
We were there.
Get your shit together.
We were there literally 3-4 weeks before the big run.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I mean, it's nuts. But, yeah, back to James Gunn, though. The movie that they think he's doing, and nobody knows, which I think is pretty crazy, was...
Yeah, because he's what he's doing is Guillermo del Toro in it and just keeping to himself.
Yeah.
Which, he's a guy that fits that mold.
Yeah.
Just do your movie.
It's either going to be... they think it's going to be a PlayStation 4 game called Bloodborne, which was like a vampire in the day.
Or Blood Rain.
No, that's a different one.
Oh, okay.
Bloodborne. I think it's a vampire game.
I don't know. A fun video game.
Or this manga series called Berserk. Did you watch that?
Oh, boy. That's
I don't know.
I know all about that.
Yeah.
So it was a manga series and an anime series.
Okay.
And it's as bloody as... It's like Japanese Conan, only on crack.
Okay. What's the difference between... Is manga print?
Manga is print, and anime is video. Yeah.
That's what I figured. I just wasn't
100% positive. And I don't want to irritate the people that do listen to the show. It's manga.
Is it manga?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well,
I always want to say magna.
Yeah, that's way off.
Yeah, I know that's way off.
That would be right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But yeah, but that would be impressive.
Yeah,
and it's long rumored that that's going to be made.
Yeah. They've been doing a lot of that. Like, Netflix did Death Note, which everybody said sucked
really
bad.
And there's a big budget one by, I can't remember, a big director, which is Battle Angel Attila. That one looks cool because they've kept the eyes for it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean...
I tried to watch that. Was it Attack on Titan? I couldn't do it.
Yeah, that's another one. That's a fairly newer one.
Yeah.
Some like Berserk and the other ones are way older. But
I did go and watch. I attempted to watch that Ghost in a Shell with Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, it's awful.
And everybody was like, "Oh, it's got bad reviews because they should have hired a Asian actress." And
no,
I was like,
it's got bad reviews because it's not a good movie.
It's not like it visually. It's awesome.
Yeah,
but it's not fun.
So Ghost in the Shell is a long-standing manga and video game, and so they made a movie, Ghost in the Shell, on it. And maybe when I was in high school, me and Dwayne watched it, may have been the first, like, when I watched it, I was like, wow, the Japanese know how to make animation.
Yeah,
this is because it was the right amount of cell shading computers and hand-drawn, and it was like, this is unbelievable. Still don't know what it was about. Probably watched it 4 or 5 times.
Really?
Still don't know what it was about.
Just really trippy. I was never a Dragon Ball Z guy.
Watch the Ghost in the Shell movie.
Yeah.
Not sure I understood it completely.
Did you get it all the way through?
I maybe I 45 about, minutes.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Well, I'm done.
It looked visually, it was awesome.
Hey, I'm on board. This sucks.
Yeah, it wasn't any good. But no, like you said, I think James Gunn is going to be fine. I think there's enough studios out there. Obviously, Sony is like,
well,
I'm not going to bend to this.
There's enough James Gunn.
Yeah.
And he'll always make independent
films. He's a household name now.
Yeah.
He can go and do another big budget movie.
God, and the first movie that got him this anyway, Chronicle, that we've talked about.
He didn't do Chronicle.
Who did Chronicle?
Yeah, that was not him. He did Slither. And
oh, Slither was amazing.
I don't know how he got Guardians.
He did Slither. We're going to look up who did Chronicle. I thought that was
him. It definitely wasn't him. Chronicle was the guy who did the terrible Fantastic Four movie.
Oh, that is right. Yeah, you were right there.
And he's done other good movies. It's not Edgar Wright. I want to say it's...
No, it's not Edgar Wright at all. I mean, Edgar Wright does nothing but... brilliant films.
Do you see the new it's not an Edgar Wright film though, but the new
Josh Trank.
Yeah, Josh Trank. Trank or Track?
TRANK.
Oh, it isn't there. Yeah. Yeah, Chronicle was great, though. I thought it was a fun movie. But then he followed it up with Fantastic Four,
which was
pure garbage.
He tried to be David Cronenberg for
that. Yeah, and he had a lot of talent in that movie with Michael B. Jordan and that
He white did not guy. Have Michael Jordan.
Yeah, but and it was just pure garbage. Yep. But yeah, that was it. What did you bring?
Well, I wanted to segue off of...
You need a beer?
Yeah, I'll take a beer. And I want to segue off of James Gunn and how he's going to land on his feet with independent films, like he's always done, into... And I was trying to look up what he's done in the past, and we'll come back to that. Into another independent film house that I finally caught up on this weekend, and that would have been Super Troopers 2.
Oh, really?
I watched it this weekend.
Did you like it?
Man, I laughed constantly.
I feel like I haven't watched it yet.
Dude, there's nothing about that movie that is not sophomoric, that's not immature, that's not retarded, but I laughed. At least 75% of the jokes had me laughing.
Okay.
So, you know,
expectations were just too high for that.
So, all right, let me tell you, though, and I pointed it out to Missy as we were watching it. Do you want to know what the funniest joke of the movie was?
What's that?
So there's a scene in Super Troopers 1 where Farva walks in and goes, where he arrests Rabbit for driving the car,
the
Porsche. Yep. He goes, well, hello, Shirley. So there's a scene in Super Troopers 2 where he walks in and goes, well, hello, Laverne. I paused it. It was laughing so hard. And Missy said, what are you laughing at? I go, they just waited 12 years to make a Laverne and Shirley joke.
Yeah, that's a deep dive. And
that made me so happy.
That's fucking hilarious.
And the plot is paper thin.
Yeah.
The jokes you can see coming a mile away. But
you think it was on purpose? Or do you think
you can help it. Yeah. That's what Super Troopers 1 was.
See, you've made this argument.
They can make a third one because they left it open-ended.
Okay. You've made this argument, and... I think I'm going to have to do it because I've read it online, too, is go back and watch Club Dread.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it.
Because I thought it was pure garbage the first time I watched
it. I get it. It comes across that the first time until you get what they do.
Yeah.
And you were like, because you watched Super Troopers, and you were like, this is just fucking hilarious. This is one of the top five favorite funniest movies of all time.
Oh, yeah.
And original. And then they made Club Dread, and there was no originality to it whatsoever.
Yeah.
But that was it. They were like, we love horror movies, and we love comedy, and we're going to squish them together and make a little bit of a love letter to both. By the way, Guardians of the Galaxy, James Gunn, he made Super, which got him.
With Rainn Wilson.
Yep, and that was a very good movie, but very disturbing.
Yeah, it was super
weird. He also made Movie 43, which is a funny sketch movie. Mm-hmm. And if you did not know, I feel like we'd be remiss to not say this. Born in St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah, no, he is. And
No, he is. It says it.
I made the argument that when he was making those crass jokes, and I could be wrong, but I believe that his brother, who's in the movies,
Ryan Gunn, I think is his name.
Yeah. It could be Bob Gunn. I don't know.
I forget his name. But they went to SLU High School at the time that one of those Catholic priests was diddling kids.
Oh, you know what? If there was a connection between that, then that could have been a coping mechanism.
Yeah.
You don't know.
And that's what... I didn't want to make that excuse, but then after everything came out, and it turns out a lot of famous people make pedophilia jokes online, which I think is weird.
It is weird. But, so I'm not... Well, it's an industry that has a lot of that. Yeah. So I'm not Catholic, but I also feel like we'd be remiss not to mention this.
Yeah.
Go the Archbishop Diocese of St. Louis for saying, here's our books.
Please investigate.
Good for him.
For sure.
I don't know his name. Tom would tell us if he was here.
Yeah. That Philadelphia story was... I read some of that.
Brutal.
It was...
And that's what we know. Brutal. Oof. Brutal. Oof. Hashtag, don't forget about them.
Yeah. No shit.
You know what?
But going back to the James Gunn and the nostalgia and all that stuff, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that. I don't know if you heard this.
I think the name of this episode is We're Not Going to Be Remiss.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that down.
I don't think you were as big a fan as I was, but I was a huge Buffy the Vampire Slayer fan.
Hey, so Ridiculousness, which is a show me and my wife love. So CeeLo Brim, who is best friends with Michael B. Jordan.
Okay.
They were poor, struggling actor roommates.
Mm-hmm.
They've been best friends because they both, trivial note, were two of the kids on the baseball team in that Keanu Reeves baseball flick. What was the name of that? Hardball.
Hardball.
Yeah. They were Michael B. Jordan and Steve O'Brien were on that team.
No shit.
Yeah, they were together. So they've been best friends since
How old is that movie?
Fucking old. Look, fucking old.
That one and Turner and Hooch. Yeah. Definitely cry every time.
So anyways,
back to Buffy. They're re-launching it.
Well, I want to tell you, Stilo on this season, the brand new season of Ridiculousness, sporting a Buffy the Vampire Slayer shirt almost every other episode.
No shit.
Yeah.
Well, they're relaunching it, and it's not a reboot, which this was announced in Comic-Con, but they brought out almost no information.
It's a continuation to the next Slayer.
No information short of the fact that it was going to be a Black Slayer. And that was it. That's all they said.
And it's Joss Whedon, too.
Joss Whedon's back on board.
Joss. You really?
I said Joss.
I think you threw an H.
I might.
We can listen. We'll let the record show.
Yeah. Either way. Yeah, let us know, audience. Yeah. I'm not listening to this again.
No.
I know what I said.
You're on it.
anyways, he's back on board. And the other original writer, I forget her name, she said she wasn't down. She didn't like it. But then she read where the story's going, and it's not a revamp. It's a continuation, Slayer.
Let's defend her.
Yeah.
You can say that if you say you not like it and give us context,
yeah.
You sound like a bad person because of the Black Slayer. But if you say
it's a black lady, I believe.
But if you say you don't like it, and then you read that he's got an original direction, you say, you know what? I'm back.
Yeah.
Because it is original.
Well, and her defense was that the original Buffy was so groundbreaking in gay rights and
good show,
strong,
man.
Powerful women.
I need to watch it.
Teenage angst. I love it. I still can watch it to this day. They break the mold and like push all of that like teenage drama and homosexual all that stuff out there in the open and making it acceptable.
Yeah, with Willow, who was Allison Hannigan.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I think the biggest controversy is that they killed off her lesbian lover and like pretty suddenly, and everybody hates that. Even Joss went back and said
they Mary Sued her. She became a prop.
Yeah.
I'm a little on the fence on that, aware or not. After watching Deadpool 2 and stuff,
I haven't watched it yet.
So if you know anything about the Deadpool character,
mm-hmm.
you know he's not going to keep a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And even if it is the most hot girl in Hollywood.
Yeah.
But, and I know fridging and stuff, so I'm all on board, Bechdel. I know the Bechdel test, and I know that I have nothing but daughters, so I'm pro-woman.
Yeah.
But throw aside the character. I mean, throw aside the sex.
You got to bring in the...
If the character is going to go a certain direction, you're not going to be a part. Hey, in the Spider-Man movies, Mary Jane wasn't always going to be a part of it.
No.
You know what I mean? So, I don't know.
Anyway. Well, either way. But she's on board now, and I'm pretty pumped for it. I think I'm really looking forward to the
new... That's got to be in your wheelhouse, man. You got to love that.
It really is. And I think, you know, in today's, like, with the Me Too movement, and then, you know, a lot of, you know, actors of color like being more prominent, I think if it goes the same, if it's as groundbreaking as it was in the late 90s, early 2000s, I think it'll be just as groundbreaking and interesting now. There's enough content out there in today's day and age to make it really interesting storytelling.
So I think we're going to get into this maybe in the next episode.
Okay.
About the resets and the reboots for TV, because we've all talked about it in Hollywood stuff.
Yeah.
And so put a pin in this topic about what's going on for reboots and stuff, because it's
ungodly
hard to grasp.
Yeah.
So we're gonna get into that later, because I didn't have time to write it up, but I did want to put a not a reboot per se, but speaking of one show that has a prequel out. We talked about this. Big Bang. This is it.
Yeah, I wrote that down, yeah.
Now, it was... Yeah, and I know you did, but I had it also, so that's why we're jumping into that. So, it was originally signed on for two more seasons guaranteed, but apparently, Sheldon Cooper...
Yeah,
Jim Parsons is like, I'm done.
He's a theater guy.
And without Sheldon, you don't have a Big Bang Theory.
Well, he's a theater guy, and he's a serious dramatic actor.
12 seasons, it's a fucking hell of a run.
I just read today that that is the longest-running multi-camera... That this 12th season will make it the longest-running multi-camera
since MASH? Or ever. More than MASH.
Ever.
Hey, by the way...
This is crazy.
How much
for a show that's just okay.
I like it.
It's funny.
And I understand there's hate on it and stuff, but I like it. But here's how much of a big baller, huge dick-slinging motherfucker are you to say, I don't want to do season 13.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to walk away from $50 million.
Yeah, I was going
to
say that. I don't want $50 million.
I don't need your $50 million, because I'm good.
Yeah.
Boy, that's a good living right there.
Like, how do you look your castmates in the face and be like, you guys, you know, I don't need the $50 million. You know, I don't think any of them do.
Galecki's going to land, well, yeah, they're all good. Galecki's going to land on his feet because he'll do the Connors.
Yeah.
You
think that's going to, I don't think that's going to take off.
Yeah, but what's he need? What's he need out of it? He needs a season or two.
Yeah.
Kelly Cuoco is going to land on her feet because she's unbelievably beautiful.
Yeah, she's spectacular.
So the guy that plays Wallowitz.
Yeah,
the
Wallowitz and Raj. I don't know what.
Wallowitz is uber talented musician.
Is he really?
And an actor. And by the way, he's wrote and directed films now.
Okay.
Raj is the only one that
I don't know much about him.
Well, first off, let's get into Maya Bialik.
Yeah. She's fine. She's still got Blossom money, right?
No, no. She's got, I'm a nuclear physicist.
Yeah, she's fine.
Or not nuclear. Her character on the show, she really
whatever
is in real
is.
Life.
Yeah.
She's a biologist. Yeah. So she's good. Then you've got the girl that plays, the girl that plays Bernadette.
Yeah.
She's already started independent films, and I wish I knew the name of the movie off the top of my head. It's great.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
She's great in it.
What blew my mind is, that's not her voice. Like, she's got a normal voice.
Yeah, yeah. And she does the voice with that, like his mother.
Yeah.
And she's great in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
And then Raj is the only one that I
don't know much about, but
worried
I'm sure
about.
I'll be fine.
But by the way, if Wilmer Valderrama has taught us anything, Raj is going to be okay.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not trying to be racist, but he's the minority on the show, like Wilder Valderrama was. He went on to date and bang Mila Kunis and other celebrities. He's fine.
At the very least, he's a spectacular side character, and no matter what he does.
He's got good comic delivery.
Yeah.
He can go with Parsons on Broadway and be fine.
Oh, yeah. Like, he's definitely going to be a sitcom guy who's pulling in a couple million dollars here and there all year long.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, which, I mean, good for the show, and I don't hate the show. I think it's a nice, safe show that it's not one of those shows, though, that I have to see every episode. I watch it on TBS.
So the knock on the show was that it's not as geek-centric as people think it is.
But I don't buy into that.
It's if you were in the outside looking into a geek world.
Yeah.
And Silicon Valley was being involved in the geek world. Yeah. It was from the inside looking out.
Yeah.
Apparently my volume's on.
Oh, but I only heard it through here.
We could have it both. I mean, who cares? We can have it both.
It's a fine show. It's just a show that
that update was three people were killed, and the murderer who's dead has been identified at Madden shooting.
Ugh, awful.
Still, too many people, man.
Yeah, too many. It could have been worse, but it's still
One person, too many people.
Yep. But anyways, back to the show. It's a fun show. It's just that there's a lot of shows that I don't miss an episode of, and if that's just one I throw on and it's mindless. I put it on par with Family Guy, I'd say.
Yeah, I'm with that. I love it.
You don't need to follow up from the
Family
last
Guy
episode.
Always makes me laugh, but I don't tune in every week. But I do say we do tune in every week to Big Bang. And now that the season, I tell you this, might be the biggest season they've had in a long time.
Yeah, for sure.
Because they're canceling.
Good for them, though. That's awesome.
Before we throw it to Missy, I want to get into one more topic that before we do that in our quick hits. I was just in Pittsburgh with work.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to go over a little bit of the stuff that happened to me in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
So I went up there for work. We flew out at 7 in the morning, had no hiccups. I'm not going to name his name because he's a coworker, but I will say this. My sales manager locked his bag. He's in a rental car because there was an accident. It was unavoidable in his car. So he got a rental car, and his car was a remote start.
Uh-huh.
His rental car was a key start. He locked his keys in his car and his bag. So we were gone one night, and he had no change of clothes or anything.
That sucks.
But he was going, you know.
I feel the guy.
Yeah, so we went so that was how it started. But we went up to our whole thing. We were going up to Pittsburgh for training. We did this training, and then we had a nice, super awesome tickets to PNC Park for the Pittsburgh Pirates, which, by the way, is maybe the most beautiful skyline in all of baseball.
Well, I think there's a reason that Christopher Nolan chose it for the Batman movies.
Yeah, it's in Chicago.
Yeah.
But it was
cool skyline.
It was beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful, man. I mean, you look at it, whether you're at Heinz Field for the Steelers or PNC Park, which are not far apart. They're in a couple of golf shots away from each other.
Oh, shit.
And our hotel was at the Wyndham. Beautiful hotel that's literally at the Three Rivers Point, which is the Allegheny, the Ohio, and I can't pronounce the Mahogany or whatever it is.
Yeah, we'll go with that. But, the Wood River?
Way off. That was way off. But it's beautiful. That's where my hotel was. Great hotel. Pittsburgh's very unique because you drive into the city from the airport and you're six stories above the city.
Oh,
you
really?
Go through a tunnel to get into the parts of the city. So when you're in the city, you see a hills on one side and the rest of the city, which is up on a plateau around you.
And it's, that's weird.
It's beautiful. It's like that's cool. It's sit down.
Yeah, I've never been.
Oh, it's... I tell you what, I think I told the girls we may go back because it's beautiful. The where we stayed at the Wyndham was in the culture district, a culture pop culture district.
Okay,
so all the theaters and stuff.
Yeah.
We went to the game. We went to this bar called Local Brew House before the game, where I had Sunshine Daydream, which is Fathead, one of their breweries.
Okay,
I had a Burning River Pale Ale from Great Lakes, which I've had before, but I've never had that one. I had Truth from Rheingeist Brewery. I had in the ballpark. So here's where you're gonna get off on this.
Okay.
So we go to a Cardinal game, right?
Setting it up.
We go to a Cardinal game.
Yep.
Cold beer here, Bud Light.
Yeah.
Budweiser. They go, cold beer here, Icy Light, Yuengling. What do you want? I'm like, Yuengling?
Yeah.
From the beer guys?
That's all. Isn't there a brewery there though?
Yeah, but it's on the coast. Or wherever, but
I think it's in Pennsylvania, isn't it?
So Icy Light is Iron City beer. Has its own patio, like we have the Bud Light patio.
Yeah.
They have the Icy patio, Iron City patio.
I've never heard of Iron City.
It's just a light lager, like a Bud Light, but it's exclusive to them.
That's cool.
I loved it.
That's awesome.
I loved it. And then we left the ball game and we were I spent $12 on the whole trip. Yeah. And that includes souvenirs because they didn't have all inclusive tickets available for us.
Uh-huh.
So what they did is they got us a ticket, then like we do here at the Cardinal game, and they put like $50 preloaded on the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And anything I spent over that, because they all bought stuff for us, they just paid for it. So I got my girls souvenirs.
Cool.
And the company that flew us up there paid for it.
That's
which
awesome.
Was awesome.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, so then we went to this place called Beer Heads.
Uh-huh.
60 taps and 100 different bottles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I had Hop Knife from Trogues, which is a big one up there, a very small one up there. I compare it to like Perennial, our side project here.
Okay.
Then I had Station 33, which is a North County Brewing Company, another local one to there. So
I like it because it's North County.
Yeah, so I walked away. I flew in there at 12:80 on my uniques on Untappd, and I left at 12:91.
There you go.
Yeah, so I did it right. And by the way,
working hard or hardly working?
By the way, I want to reference, and one of the reasons I wanted to lead into this, Untappd was recently named one of the top 50 biggest growing internet-based companies in the world.
No shit.
Untappd, which we've been a part of forever.
Yeah, where's our kickback, guys?
So here's what was cool about that, though, is there was a guy, this was an older guy, probably mid-50s.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I don't know anything about the internet. So here's how he preferred it. He brought it to me. I didn't bring it to him. We're here drinking, and I was telling him my love for craft beer, and he goes, hey, let me tell you this. I don't know. I'm speaking from his point of view.
Yeah.
You're me.
Yep.
He goes, hey, I don't know shit about social stuff. I don't know the fucking internet. I don't know anything. This guy, side note, gamer talk, if we were on the table, out of game talk, he is an owner of a lumberyard that does very well, probably a millionaire.
Yeah.
Has a lake home.
Nice.
Lives outside. He took a flight from the town nearest to his house, which had 8 people on the flight.
That's fun.
To Pittsburgh to be this. So he lives in the middle of nowhere. He's doing okay.
Yeah.
So he goes, back to that. He goes, I don't know shit about social media. I don't know about the internet. Here's what I do know. My son turned me onto this. He goes, if you don't know it, you got to check this out. He goes, I'm on this app. And let me look it up. It's Untappd, but there's no E.
Yeah.
And I go.
That's funny. No E.
I go, easy, big fella. Yeah. I'm there with you. And he brought it out. And I thought, here's this rank amateur.
Yeah.
Going to show me.
He's going to have 30.
He 1,100.
No shit. Yeah. That's more than me.
And I said,
I haven't even broke 1,000.
And I showed him mine. He goes, that's impressive. I'm going, no, sir, you are impressive.
Yeah.
Because I'm tech savvy.
Yeah.
You don't know shit about the internet. I looked at his phone. He ain't got one fucking app outside of Untappd on his
phone.
He
nice.
Calls, he texts, he uses Untappd.
That's awesome.
My hero.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy is a saint for beer drinkers.
Yeah.
So it was a good time. I enjoyed Pittsburgh.
That's awesome.
I highly recommend visiting Pittsburgh. Here's the shit of it is.
I've been to Philly.
It's not a big city.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic sucks.
Yeah.
Because you go through tunnels to get to the city.
Yeah.
And when
tunnels suck.
We were backed up because there was a too tall of a vehicle trying to get in, and they had to turn it around.
Oh, that's a thing.
It's a big tunnel. Yeah. How fucking big was this fucking truck?
I think St. Louis has like one tunnel. It's right there next
Lindbergh.
To the airport.
Yeah, going through
airport,
67.
Not airport.
Yeah.
Airport. I drive it every day. And I'm like, this is kind of cool. But every time I do it, I think of that movie, Daylight.
the only movie alone. Where he doesn't have a significant other. He doesn't
yeah.
get the girl.
Oh, yeah.
Do you honk every time you go through that tunnel?
No, I don't.
Every time, whether my girls are with me or not, I honk because I know they like the echo.
Oh, I was like, why would you do that? That makes sense.
Yeah, every time I go through a honk, and I'm sure people are going both directions and go, what the fuck is wrong with this?
When I drive through, I always look at the fans to see if they're going for whatever reason. Because they have to push the air through.
Because you feel like if the fans stop, shit's hitting.
Yeah, like I'm going to die or something.
Literally
get
hitting
the fuck
fan.
Out of this tunnel. No, we have one tunnel in St. Louis.
So I feel like, do you have any more topics to talk about?
No more topics. Except that I had a kid.
Hey, so let's kick off, throw it to Missy. Obviously, Missy's not here, but we will let you lead. You looked as if she was over there.
Oh, I know.
Her normal spot. Yeah. And you knew she wasn't here.
I know she's not here. I was just...
We're 54 minutes into
camera.
The episode.
Fake camera, man. I'm always camera ready.
We'll get to that after you do this.
Okay. Yeah, I had a kid, Harrison David. He was born last Sunday, so he's a week old today. And my wife was gracious enough to let me get out and come do this. She's an awesome wife. Everything, baby, mom, everybody's healthy, and it's awesome. No more kids, though. I'm getting snipped on the 21st of September.
Which I volunteered to drive you. She wife didn't even have to do it.
She's
dude.
Still off, so
I
she said she'll
feel like, I feel like it's a best bro bud thing to do.
For sure. You guys, you know what? I can ask him to let us let you and Tom live podcast my shipping.
So we can watch it. And we'll do the play-by-play.
Yeah,
we'll watch it from this side.
Yeah,
so
but I mean like...
Head side, so we can't see.
I mean, you can see if you want. I'm confident.
Are you really that confident?
Not that confident.
That's a complete lie.
Yeah.
So
let me fluff it up a little bit.
I mean, you got to be Dwayne Pippins or a porn star to be that confident.
I'm super average guy.
So that said, this we long delayed episode of That Year in Comics 2000 that we announced.
Your vacation, my baby.
It's going to be delayed. You and I are still going to do 2000 together, but in the interim. We're going to do a Infinity War versus Infinity War.
That's
comic
awesome.
Versus the movie.
I'm looking forward to that.
And it's going to be me and Jay of the Nerdcast. He's going to sit in for it.
His name is Eugene.
He goes by Jay because Eugene. Who goes by Eugene?
But like when he likes or comments on something online, like he direct messaged me about the baby. And I'm like, who the hell is Eugene?
Yeah, it's difficult.
And then I saw this little thing. I'm like, oh, it's Jay.
Well, I kept calling him Eugene until he texted me one day. He goes, hey, this is Jay. And I'm like, I need to stop calling him Eugene.
Yeah.
I knew Eugene growing up. Complete prick. This guy's cool.
No. And the name's cool. I like the name. But
it's old school.
Threw me off because he was like.
Your son's name's Harry Bender.
Yeah. Harrison.
Yeah, whatever you...
I'm calling him Harry, though. I like that. I think it's cool.
Hey, some of the other things, though, I did have in the Throw to Missy segment is... So I went and got donuts in Old Town Saturday.
Yeah, it's a North County stomping ground.
Well, I got it here because it's on Mid-Rivers Mall.
Yeah,
there's two locations. But same company. They only have two locations. Great tasting donuts. But
best donuts in St. Louis.
My oldest daughter had some girls staying all night. So I thought, what better? We just go get them a bunch of donuts. So...
Go nuts for donuts.
It's hard for people to imagine what this neighborhood looks like, but it's right on Mid-Rivers Mall Drive. It comes out of Ohm's Farm, and then there's a subdivision across. While I was there, there were four golf carts there and two pulling up. I've decided, watching it, and I'm not trying to be an asshole here, but if you don't have a golf course or a lake close by, owning a golf cart is a bit pretentious.
No, it is pretentious if you don't have a golf course, a lake, or a neighborhood swimming pool. You have to have one of those.
They may have a neighborhood swimming pool, but
they
I'm telling you this, going up to Overland or to Old Town is a jaunt. and you cross a major road, you're an uppity asshole for driving your golf cart.
And not only that, but if you're going back to like Ohm's Farm in that area, there's no sidewalk. So you're just driving on the fucking road on your golf cart. Fuck you.
Yeah, you are a prick. So here's the rule. Neighborhood pool, like mine. Well, listen.
Are you? You
or
me.
Or let's go one step further to Uppity Tom and his...
Innsbruck. You need one of those side-by-sides for that place, though.
Oh, yeah, like a Gator or a Razor. Yeah. But no golf course and no lake.
Yeah.
You're an asshole.
Yeah.
You don't need a golf cart.
Yeah, you're slowing me the fuck down. You know who else I hate?
You're in walking distance. Yeah. And if not, get in a fucking car like a
normal human.
Like someone, because our hard-earned blue-collar Americans in Detroit made cars for us, so you could drive places. Yeah.
That being said, I think there's a golf cart manufacturer between your house and mine. So
Maybe they're getting them wholesale.
Yeah, maybe.
You're still an asshole.
But I hope you swallow a bug on the way there.
You're still an asshole.
Yeah.
Because I was just thinking of how people have to watch out for those fucking golf carts. And my thought is, why the fuck do they have it? Where are they coming from?
I'm gonna do one more caveat because I used to work in the city. If you live in South City, you can have a golf cart.
But the neighborhood has to set up for it.
South City is set up for it.
The Ohm's Farm and they're not set up for it.
How do you not die?
You're pushing the envelope, assholes.
Everybody else drives an F-150, and you're rolling around in your golf cart, and like 3/4 of the people jack them up because they have small penises.
The neighbor to the house I was at today for our girls' swim party after practice, he has a Lamborghini, a white one. Well, it's unbelievable. Cool. He also has a jacked up, lift kitted Range Rover.
Yeah, exactly.
He's doing okay.
Yeah. Down the street from my old house, guy had a DeLorean, two DeLoreans. He had the Back to the Future silver, which was cool.
No.
And then he had one that was like Lamborghini yellow.
They all came silver because they were made out of steel.
Yeah, but he had one painted Lamborghini yellow to look like an old school Lamborghini, and it was also equally cool. He was charging the battery. Sad story, charging the battery in his cars, and they sparked, burned his house down, and both DeLoreans. Mm. I really felt bad for that guy.
I don't know that I feel bad for him.
It was rough. It was sad. He
it
burned
sucks
his whole house
to lose
down.
It, but quit buying DeLoreans.
It was cool. He used to cruise around the neighborhood every Sunday.
Yeah. Well, good. You know what? You're right. That is cool. But also,
like, he'd get me every Sunday. Like,
that car didn't catch on for a reason.
Hey, there's a purist out there.
Last thing I have to bring up in this throw it to Missy segment. This was something that happened. Missy and I had an unscheduled adult night last night. We went back to the Rack House, like your birthday.
33rd birthday.
Yeah, so we went back there just first time for couples only. And drank a couple of beers, had some good food, and then
we smoked a cigar.
No, I didn't. I feel like I want one though. I'm overdue for a cigar. So.
Yeah, me too. Come over.
All right, we'll do it. We'll come over and record an episode at your house. Yeah, but we didn't want to keep going out and drinking anymore.
Yeah, because it was saturation Saturday. Yeah, which I have a problem with.
Yeah, well, do you think they really were out doing it? I told Missy if they were smart, they would announce Saturation Saturday and then set up all the things on Sunday.
So here's the thing. Like, I was at Shamrocks earlier today. Like, we're never going to end this episode. It's just going to keep going.
Oh, no. Hey, we're just now at an hour, so we're gone. We're fine.
But I was at Shamrocks today because after my son's team won the championship tournament, where else would you go with Shamrocks?
Go see Kyle and do some beer drinking.
Yeah, Kyle wasn't there. But
yeah,
I was
not
talking,
on Sunday. He works all day Saturday.
Yeah, but I was talking to the bartender.
Shout out to Kyle. We haven't seen you in a while.
Wendy. I think it's Wendy. It might be Whitney. I think it's Wendy. My buddy dated her.
Starts with a W.
Yeah, either way.
Ends in serving me beer.
I was asking her how she was doing, and she's like, good. I go, how, you know, she's like, it's just working. She goes, it was super fucking slow last night because that goddamn Saturation Saturday shit.
Yeah.
So, like, we don't condone drinking and driving.
No.
But, like, you basically killed every business in St. Louis.
But if we did condone it,
yeah,
we would feel bad for the businesses.
Yeah, for the businesses that basically...
The way we looked at it, because Saturation, for those that don't know outside of St. Louis market, it was Saturation Saturday.
It's all over the country.
Oh, maybe it was all over the country, but
it's with the Mothers Against Drunk Driving, which I agree. You
they were just
drunk.
Doing extra police, extra, so overtime for police, which is good.
Yeah, and they were setting up extra checkpoints.
Yeah,
extra
so
this and
Missy
that.
And I planned our day around it, so we were like, we'll go do the Rack House early. We did like a 4 o'clock dinner, and because we were originally going to go over to Exit 6, and I thought... My house,
not been there in years.
The shot from exit 6 to my house is so easy that we were not worried about it.
Yeah.
So, but as we were sitting there at Rack House, she was like, I'd rather just go watch some movies at home, and I'm going to talk about those movies we watched here in a second. One we already talked about, which was Super Troopers 2.
Yeah.
But the other thing we decided to do, we're going to say, you know what, let's just shoot over to the grocery store. We only drank two beers, and I drank one single of Basil Hayden.
Okay.
And I said, let's just shoot over there. Let's buy some beer. Let's go home and watch some movies. That's what we did, so we avoided it. But when we were at that grocery store, there was a girl, goth, dyed hair, plump. No offense to her.
I just assumed.
But her shirt said dad bod on it. And I fucking loved it. So she was like a 15, 16-year-old girl with an unflattering body. I'm not trying to be mean.
Yeah.
But and
owning it.
Multicolor hair.
Yeah.
Nothing but black. But that shirt said dad bod. And that, you know what?
Own it.
In my old age, that's a girl that deserves some sexing because she's got her shit together.
Not from you, though.
No. God, no. Somebody that's less attractive than me.
Somebody that's appropriate age.
Yeah. Well, and somebody that doesn't have their shit together either.
Who has a dead body?
Hey, those two movies we watched, by the way, were, like I said earlier, Super Troopers 2, and we also watched the sequel to Strangers, Pray at Night.
Oh, I didn't know they had a sequel.
So The Strangers 1 may be one of the scariest movies ever made for my wife. She, because it's so realistic.
Yeah, it's creepy as fuck.
Strangers 2, not as much.
No?
And not as scary.
Is it straight, like, cheap slasher stuff?
Yeah, and a little, like, how are they getting from here to there, and how are they surviving this? You know what? Out of a 6-point, or 6-pack scale, I give it a 2.
Did you,
And I give the first one a 4.
So, movies I've watched recently, if we're going to stay on that real quick.
Yeah, let's do it before we wrap up.
Pacific Rim 2.
I haven't watched it yet.
I don't want to ruin it for you, but I was
disappointed.
Seriously disappointed.
Out of a 6-point scale, what was Pacific Rim 1?
I would give it a 4.5. It's a very solid original movie.
5.5 for me because I loved it that much. What would you give 2?
2.5.
Even if I like it more than you, 3.5 is not a great score.
It's not. And, you know, like, it had so much potential.
It's got John Boyega, man.
Yeah, John Boyega.
And Attack the Block is a 6.
Yeah. And it's just...
It's a 6.
The plot just wasn't that interesting. They tried to do too much with too little. They could have just literally just done Monsters again, but it was like a whole secret agent, secret government plot over... It was stupid. I was disappointed. They're not going to get a third out of it.
No.
He fought... The thing that bothered me so bad is that Guillermo del Toro fought so hard for the second one.
And he didn't deliver. Yeah. He didn't direct it either.
Yeah, I know. And it just didn't deliver. And it, you know, like... I really wanted him to get his third Hellboy. And he didn't get it.
Yeah. Side note, I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, I really am too. Yeah. I think it's going to be great.
I'm getting a new tattoo. We talked about this earlier.
I think I'm going to get a tattoo.
We'll talk about that when we're off, but one of the tattoos is, and so I said,
is it Hellboy?
No, I'm gonna do a Magnolia though themed tattoo.
Okay,
so I'm not gonna spoil what I'm doing yet.
Okay,
but one of the future ones is gonna be a Magnolia tattoo because Magnolia's so amazing.
Yeah,
so
he's great, and his art is spectacular.
The final thing I will talk about is so I've got my annual friends cabin visit coming up at the end of October. Yeah.
But I've never been invited, just saying.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the old friend.
I know, I'm
so
kidding.
So Patton Oswalt's coming into town, and the Pippins and the Howards are coming in town to watch it, and I think the Hikuses.
Yep.
This is probably a Bender minus episode, but that weekend, I'm putting it on the table now. I'm getting How Pow, the queen of all assholes, our king of all assholes, our queen, that works.
Whatever.
I'm getting him on a podcast.
You think you're going
to
do it?
He would have done it when we were in last year. I took all the equipment with me last year to the cabin.
You guys got too drunk.
We just got way too drunk.
Yeah.
We were sitting at a bar, and I go, I think you should be on the podcast. He goes, I don't know if I want to be. I said, I feel like you'd be funny. And he goes, I might be. And I go, if you get you drunk enough, beer later, he goes, think I'm going to be on a podcast tonight. And then we got
Turns out you didn't.
Yeah. So I'm getting him on a podcast.
That'll be fun.
So that'll be a good episode.
Yeah, a good
He's going to shit on you. He's going to shit on Carter.
I haven't seen how since your wedding.
Hey,
I think.
By the way, I'm not going to say his full name on here, but Befriend Carter is finally, after all these years, on Facebook.
No shit.
Yep. Befriend him. I'll send it to you. I'll make you look.
Yeah. He hasn't shown up in my. You should be this guy's friend.
Let's stop talking. We're done.
It's fun. You gotta go home
because you were way late. There's no one here to say let's go Blues, but there is a Bender.
Yeah, hold on to your butts.
And no Missy, but I can play the music regardless. So let's finish up.
That was a good.
I enjoyed that episode.
Yeah.
Sextant?
Oh, Sextant. Right here, look.
The Sextant.